internet, and welcome to another episode. Well, actually, this is not another full episode. This is actually a special event that we had at the All Americon this past weekend. But we thought it would be fun to include this and add this to our podcast just in case anybody would want to listen to any of the trivia questions that we had. And maybe you guys can play at home and see what questions and what answers you knew. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Chris.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Sam.
We do a podcast called All of My Issues. It is pop culture based. We do a lot of talk about comic books, play a lot about movies and TVs. We do like top five lists of things we like. We each pick five things in a category we like. We do stuff like that. So we, they've known Greg for some time. So we're having a trivia contest. It's going to be run like Jeopardy. So they're not fully like Jeopardy. So we're going to have three single rounds. So it's all going to be like the first round of Jeopardy. Three contestants in each round. We're going to go by the point total. So whoever wins the first round will be either first, second, or third place. Whoever wins the second round will be first, second, third place. Whoever wins the third round will be first, second, or third place. Depending on your point total, will depend on who finishes first, second, third. The prize first place is $50 gift card to All American Comics. Second prize is $25 gift card. Third place is a $10 gift card. If you're one of the nine participants up here, you automatically get one of these for participating. So, is there any other things I need to explain about?
Yeah, I think that's basically we will be kind of, you know, we're going to usually follow the Jeopardy rules, you know, the.
I'm not going to say, oh, you didn't say what is.
Yeah, we're going to be a little lenient on that part.
And we're not perfect. I mean, we do not engage so we're going to use our best judgment on the reason. First, we have buzzers that each make different noises. But there is a possibility that at times we will make some mistakes. Please, you know, don't punch us or swear at us.
Or try
things that you're thinking you want to do.
Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah.
Exactly. But we have final say. No.
You will obey us.
Yes. So, but the one thing that we wanted to mention too is, as Chris said, that we have the podcast, and we're looking at possibly doing some more things with our website in the future, possibly some articles or other kind of artsy, like design, graphic type stuff. So if there are any aspiring writers or artists in the audience, if you guys are interested in possibly giving some work to do and have it on our site, give us your contact information. And, you know, we'll send you an email or whatever. When we don't have all that fleshed out yet, so we don't know exactly what we're going to do yet. But if you are interested in that, we can contact you at a later date. So.
All right.
Any questions? No? All right. Oh!
If you're going to trick, much more.
I know, that's a good one. It was going to come up. See, Sam was telling you to change your name.
Well, Rick, I mean, Rick, I don't know if that's a good idea, Rick.
That's pretty good.
That's okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Ready to get started?
Yeah. Who wants to play?
Who will be our first? Okay, I see
okay,
one.
These two showed up like 25 minutes early and have been patiently waiting ever since then. So they're the only two people that I actually.
Do you want us to
guess.
Draw a line up against the wall for you?
No.
Pick a buzzer and.
I'm gonna pick all nine people right now, though, so that.
So we know how we have
so
to break this up. So.
You and you and you. There's three more. I got you and you and you. There you go. There are nine people.
All right, the first round are these two, and who else? Who's going to be?
The next person I picked was...
This gentleman?
This gentleman right here.
All right.
How are we going to choose who goes first?
Well...
Think about that.
I am going to have...
You could have had us do rock, paper, scissors.
I'm going to have young Wesley over here, our young assistant.
Here you go. Write down a number. Oh, this is good. And then we're going to have our contestants guess who's the closest to the number. Write down the number, Wesley.
And as he's doing that, you check out the topics. First one is chicks be crazy. The other one is bows and arrows. I'll remind you, this is a comic book quiz show, so all things kind of comics.
Nerd culture. Things I like.
Once you go black, so that's all the answers that has the word black in it.
He can guess which one of us came up with that cat.
Hey. The house of what? All the answers deal with the house of who's your daddy and oh brother, where art thou? So those are the topics for this round. Mr. Wesley, you picked out a number. All right. Numbers between 1 and 20. Sir?
13.
13, all right.
5. 7.
The number was 14.
Okay.
All right. Go first, and then I guess we'll just go in order of closeness.
Well,
I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, before we begin, test your buzzers.
Mine took long.
Yeah. All right.
It's you one.
All right.
Oh, so I gotta choose.
Yeah, choose a category.
Chicks be crazy for 100, Alex.
All right.
Rick.
It would be suicide if you messed with her pudding.
Harley Quinn.
That is correct, and you are blue, so boom. There's Harley Quinn. Back to the board.
Oh, I'm next. That's right. Because
no,
I was 5. She's 7? Oh, yeah, she got 7.
Right.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, she's the one who got it right.
I thought we were still doing that number thing.
No. She's the one who got it right,
okay,
so she picked the next category.
Okay, now I learned.
Okay.
Sorry.
House of what?
House of what for? 400?
For 500, please.
500.
She's going big.
All right. Stay at this house, you may end up surrounded by a Grover Cleveland's worth of dead bodies. Oh, okay. Time's up. Anybody in the audience want to take a stab at this?
That was one of the hardest.
House of Thousand Corpses.
You got it. House of Thousand Corpses.
Well, at least we know now.
Grover Cleveland's on the
$1,000 bill.
Oh.
It's still her turn?
Yep.
Okay. Who's your daddy?
Who's your
daddy?
For
200.
For 200. Teen Titans Raven has major issues with her father.
You gotta remember his name.
I pass on that one.
Oh, you can't pass because you clicked, so you're gonna lose.
You lose points.
I lose points.
Yeah.
You should have just guessed.
All right, anybody else?
I can't remember his name.
You don't know Raven's father.
No.
Nope. Anybody?
Trigon?
You are correct.
I almost forgot his name, but now I hear it and remember.
I think it's still on her.
It is still on you?
Who's your daddy for 100?
For 100. Jimmy Hudson's dad is the best at what he does.
Who is Logan?
That's correct. We'll take Logan Wolverine.
Yeah.
We will accept that. All right.
Who's your daddy for 300?
For 300. Scott and Alex's dad is a real star jammer.
I forgot his first name. Yeah. I know it's a Summers family.
What is his first name?
I can't remember his first name right now.
Can I just say, who is Corsair?
Corsair.
Oh. No. Like,
but I was hung up on that too.
Yeah.
I was like, what's his first name? So who's your daddy?
You don't really hear much about him.
For 400. To keep up with Jay and Iris, their dad has to be fast on his feet.
Oh, now my brain just blanked after hearing that. I really had it. Oh my goodness, why is this happening right now? I had it just a moment ago.
All right, we're gonna click the timer.
I don't know which one it is, so I'm just gonna keep it.
I think it began with like a... Wait, J, Iris.
Anybody else?
Anybody?
Wally!
Yes!
That's the name, Lolly. Okay,
green.
That's what
pissed
me
off. For 500, who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy for 500?
I was getting...
Zane Yamamarko is best known as J2, but his the original J...
Who is the Juggernaut?
Correct!
That's correct. All right.
All right. Oh, brother, where art thou for 100?
For 100... This native of Haiti practices in the mystic arts in the Marvel U.
Who is Brother Voodoo?
Correct.
Didn't know that right. one. I don't know.
Oh, brother, where art thou for 200?
200. Family Guy's Stewie and Brian became this after performing a ceremonial mingling of blood.
Blood Brothers?
Correct.
Yay.
Now it's,
you guys can clap. I mean, you guys are like, there we go.
Bows and arrows for 100.
Bows and arrows for 100. This reformed criminal has a bird's eye view.
Hawkeye.
It's Hawkeye.
It's Hawkeye. It's correct.
Yes.
All right.
Red.
Red.
Oh, I get to choose.
You get to choose.
Bows and arrows for 200.
For 200. This sidekick shares his name with a mouse.
Speedy?
Correct.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, I still...
You
okay.
still have, you still have
bows and arrows for 300.
Bows and arrows for 300. Shaft is the arrow shooting leader of this early 90s Image comic super team.
I don't remember. I am just, I don't know. I
take a guess.
Take a guess. Take a guess.
Don't worry about
Arrow
it.
Team. Arrow? I don't know. Wait, no, that's from long ago.
I'm gonna set the timer.
Arrow. Robin Hood? He's got nothing in his head. I just went negative more.
Anybody?
I can't remember.
I'm happy with my 1,000.
Happy with your 1,000. Who are the Youngbloods?
Oh! Youngbloods, I forgot about them.
Still in the red.
Yep.
Okay. House of what 100?
House of what for 100? This house specializes in direwolves and iron suits.
What is the House of Stark?
Correct.
That's correct. All right.
Yay! Yay!
House of what for 200?
See, I like this guy.
I know. The Ace of Spades, King of Hearts, Queen of Diamonds, and Kevin Spacey make up this house.
Is it, wait, Queen of Diamonds? Wait. Oh, Hellfire Club? I don't know. No, wait, no, that messed me up.
Anybody
Queen
else?
Blue?
House of Cards.
Oh!
House of Blood for 300.
House of Blood.
I'm not doing this. I'm getting forced.
This house gives Paris Hilton her just dessert in this film remake.
Don't know it. I'm not buzzing.
These are not comic related.
Well, do pop culture.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know.
Anybody in the audience?
Don't have many
House of Wax.
That's right.
Yay. 400. House of what?
House of what for 400? This 2004 film has a house with objects that can float, but be careful, they're sharp.
That don't. I'm not touching
anybody?
The buzzer.
Anybody? Just set the timer.
So you don't lose points if you don't hit a buzzer?
Yeah, that's correct.
Buzzer, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
I thought you lose
anybody
points
in the
if
audience?
You didn't.
I didn't know this one at all.
House of Flying Daggers.
Of course it was.
Wow.
I should have just guessed that. That would have been like, I would have been joking around, but that would have been
all
right.
Once you go black for 100.
That's right.
There you go.
About time.
If he sings, he will literally bring it down.
See, Marble. Who is Black Bolt?
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
This all right. Good. Correct.
For 200, same category. Let's just...
Cousin of the X-Men, Banshee, and BFF with the Juggernaut.
Who is Black Sean Cassidy?
Is it that name?
Isn't it Black Sean? Black Sean Cassidy? Black It's Black somebody, Cassidy.
No.
Black. Never mind. Bye.
Anybody else?
Black. Oh, no, I know who it is. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody in the audience? Black Tom is correct.
Black Sean Cassidy is one of
Black Sean Cassidy.
The alternative version. Once you go black for 300.
For 300, this Marvel vixen has the same name as a 1989 Janet Jackson hit.
Yes.
Oh. Sorry. Don't know anything from the 80s.
Anybody in the audience?
We don't know those points.
What was that?
No.
Black
Panther?
No.
No.
Black. Vixen.
Oh, Black Cat!
Wow. I'm kind of
I don't know. Hey, I don't know the 80s songs. I'm sorry, but I know Black Cat. Black you should have described it differently.
I knew this song.
All right, yes. During DC, Blackest Night, this accessory was to die for, literally.
I think I know, but I'm going to keep my 1,000.
I'm keeping my little points. I
want to build, but I don't know this one. I'm not going to sink
anybody
any deeper.
Anybody in the audience?
Is it the Black Iron Ring?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Oh.
500.
For 500. This Image Valiant crossover book featured the first appearance of the superhero team Gen 13.
Huh?
Blue.
I don't know this one.
Not this is why it's 500 points. Anybody in the audience?
Nobody.
What is Death Mate Black?
Yeah, no. Chicks Be Crazy for 200.
For 200. Fiery Inferno is what she brings, especially if your last name is Summers.
Oh. I don't.
It could be a couple Summers. Different. Well, no. So I'm going to go with Rachel Summers.
Correct.
Or, yeah. No, that's not correct.
Yeah, she got it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry if I ruined it for y'all.
All right. Let's change this. What was it? 200. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Although Rachel's kind of crazy. Anyway, yes. Chicks Be Crazy for 300.
All right. You don't want this woman to have a fever in Hell's Kitchen.
Fever? All right. Hell's Kitchen. Okay, which one in Hell's Kitchen?
That was hilarious.
I appreciate you guessing.
All right. Anybody in the audience?
Anybody in the audience? Who? There you
that
go.
That is correct. Typhoid Mary.
Oh.
Chicks Be Crazy for 400.
This is tricky.
Malice is sometimes on the mind of this fantastic member.
Oh. Who is Sue Storm?
Correct.
Correct. Good job.
Thank you.
Chicks Be Crazy for 500.
Chicks Be Crazy for 500. This woman caused an identity crisis in the DC universe.
Jean Grey?
Jean Grey?
I know she had like an evil twin at one point. Clone? No,
who is Sue Dibny?
That is correct.
That is correct.
She'd be crazy.
She'd be crazy. Oh, no. It's not.
Jean Lauren.
Sue Dibny was the one who died.
Well, I got the Jean part right.
Sue was the one who died.
What's the judgment on that?
I would say take it.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay. But she was a little crazy, too. Okay. She was a little crazy in that one, too. Oh, brother, we're out. Art thou for 300.
For 300. This cult leader is a thorn in the Teen Titans' side.
Oh. I know Teen Titans.
Okay.
Anybody?
I can't remember.
Brother Blood. That is correct.
That, I was about to say that.
Oh,
I just
man.
Gonna hit it and then
400. Oh, a daily double. All
right.
How much will we wager?
500.
500. Oh man,
Spinal Jeopardy Jimmy.
In 1983, Shigeru Miyamoto created these characters that eat fungus and fight creatures coming out of pipes.
Wait. Oh, sorry. I can't remember. sorry. I'm like...
And when I don't know the answer, it's what is Lake Titicaca, Alex?
Oh, man.
Sorry.
So that?
Yeah.
Aria brother.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow.
I was going to say that.
Hey, brother Arthur, for 500.
For 500, Brock Sampson has to protect these siblings at all costs, even if they are clones.
Clones.
Anybody? We're going to set the timer.
Ubilah.
Anybody in the audience?
Anybody in the audience?
Venture Brothers.
That's correct.
Venture Brothers is correct.
See, I'm old, guys. Bows and arrows, 400.
For 400. This secret agent doesn't have the most sterling reputation when it comes to completing missions.
It's right here. It's right.
I found it. Answer.
Anybody?
Sterling Archer.
For 500. This valiant Native American used bows and arrows to defeat cybernetic dinosaurs. Set the timer. Anybody in the audience?
All right.
That's not a good thing. I just kept my mouth shut.
All right, that's it.
All right, so you got 1,400. So you
right down.
At least got third place.
Right on.
If I would have, I should have never hit that.
You can pick which ones. They're mystery. Yeah.
I don't want to. All
right, right. Oh, actually, no. Sorry, you wait till you won this round. You
were at this point.
So do I not get one of those?
No, you do.
I'm
not
good.
All right. You'll get something better.
Well, let's give a hand to our contestants. All right, who are the next? Who are next contestants?
She was definitely one. I agree with my answer. So. I remember three from the back row, and you, gentlemen.
You know, I kind of feel bad we didn't get you guys' names.
Oh, John Potter.
Your name?
Oh, he lives in Florida.
Oh.
I mean, it was my dad who was doing better than I.
And who are these contestants?
Valentine?
Chris?
Marcus.
All right, give these guys a hand. As we set up for our next.
Yeah.
Who did your sketch? It's like, we did kind of a hodgepodge. Guys,
it's
that's what we're trying to do. I didn't shave, so I'm sorry. I didn't wear my glasses, so.
All right.
So now our categories are things Sam's hates.
Sam every once in a while will go off on some admirable hatred he has for something that we don't know why. So,
So if you ever listen to our podcast, you probably have a little bit of an edge.
Go ahead and
it is a reason to listen to our podcast because it's hilarious, the things that I hate. All right. Geeky before and after.
Where before and after from every. Where the last word of one part of the phrase is the first word of the next phrase. That's what that is.
All right. What the F, DC? No, what the F, DC? Why the face?
Why the
face? Are you scared yet? Apocalypse Now and Secret Identity.
All right.
Let's have the young lady in the Captain America shirt. If you could come up here.
No.
We're going to have you write a number now. And we're going to have our contestants in between one and number 1 to 10. Four. All right. Thank you very much. Give her a hand.
Yay! All right. If we can have our contestants guess. 2.
6.
6.
5.
5. The number was 9, so you are first, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Secret Identities for 100.
Secret Identities for 100. Nightwing.
Dick Grayson.
Correct.
All right. Give a hand.
Same category, 200.
All right. Spider-Girl.
May Parker.
Correct.
Yay!
same for 300.
Okay. Spawn. Set the timer. Anybody in the audience?
Which spot are we talking about?
First. Oh, no. Oh, oh, the most popular
first one.
First one, yeah.
The one based off the movie.
There you go.
That's
you
a bad
Al Simmons.
I don't know how I feel about that right now. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, he questioned us which spawn is it?
Thank you, Al. I don't want to get it wrong.
No, yeah, I know.
400.
Four? Colossus.
Peter Rasputin.
Correct.
That's correct. Good job. All right, all right.
500.
All right, number. Finishing off the category. Mr. Terrific. Yeah, that's 500.
You're welcome.
All right, set the timer. Anybody in the audience?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Let's go. That is correct. We may have to find him and get him a prize.
I know, did you forget that, right? I didn't know that one.
WTF DC.
WTF DC. This movie inexplicably killed Jimmy Olsen in its opening minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to set the timer.
The Man of Steel?
It was not
Man of Steel.
Nobody else? No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Batman v Superman, because.
That is correct. Batman versus. Or BVS, we would have accepted either. Answer, so.
200, same kind.
200? DC decided that rather than a possessed Hal Jordan, this villain would be better expressed as a giant yellow fear fart. Timer. Anybody?
Parallax.
Parallax is correct.
300.
300.
This is going so well.
In Superman 4, this character was a major barrier to his quest for peace. Oh, wait. Wait for the time. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. That is correct.
All right, nice.
All right, yeah, Geeky Before and After for 100.
Geeky Before and After for 100. The third Lord of the Rings film and Peter Jackson's film featuring a giant ape.
Return of the King Kong.
Correct.
All right.
Good job. All right. Geeky Before and After 200.
Okay. Spider-Man's alter ego and Kitty Kowalski from Superman Returns. Set the timer. Okay, time's up. Anybody in the... It's a before and after this. There's
a prize.
Yeah.
Posey.
There you go. Very good. Peter Parker, Posey.
Geeky Before and After 300.
Okay. These animated cinematic holiday heroes meet Marvel space heroes. Set the timer. Anybody? No. Rise of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Same category, 400.
For 400? Right. Tony Stark's alter ego and Denzel Washington is Dakota Fanning's bodyguard.
Iron Man on Fire?
Correct.
Correct. Good job.
Geeky before and after 500.
For 500, Mel Brooks sci-fi parody and Christopher Walken playing table tennis.
Spaceballs of Fury.
Correct. Spaceballs of Fury.
All right. How about Apocalypse Now for 100?
Apocalypse Now for 100. Charlton Heston and Marky Mark tried to stop an inhuman ending in films with this title.
Planet of the Apes.
Correct.
All right. Apocalypse Now 200.
Apocalypse Now for 200. This is the third part of Edgar Wright's Cornetto trilogy. Okay, time's up. Anybody in the audience? What is World's End? Nobody? You guys heard of it, right?
Let's try Things Sam Hates for 100.
Things Sam Hates for 100. Sam is creeped out by this Katie Holmes replacement. She was the star secretary. Sorry.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
It is Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that chick creeps me out. She does.
Things Sam Hates for 200.
Things Sam Hates for 200. Sam hates that this franchise for Michael Bay will make you believe that...
Transformers.
Correct!
All right.
Somebody's on the board!
Right? Yeah, not only that, but unanimous praise for hating Michael Bay's Transformers.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Your choice?
You get to choose.
Yeah. Are you scared yet for 100?
Are you scared yet for 100? Who will survive and what will be left of them?
Zombies?
No. Looking for a movie title? Anybody? Or like a... The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that was the tagline. Yeah.
Still hurt there.
Are you scared yet for 200?
Are you scared yet for 200? Sleep all day, party all night, never grow old, never die. It's fun to be a vampire.
Remember, these are tags from movies.
The Lost Boys?
That is correct.
All right. Actually, it's his turn.
Think Sam Hates for 300.
Okay. Daily Double! All right.
500.
500. All right. After watching this Disney animated film, some people think Sam needs to just let it go.
Frozen.
That is correct.
It's so you guys understand. I can't. That Olaf drives me nuts. Okay. Oh, you know this little girl seems. So
I knew this was going to be controversial.
Yeah.
I gotta let it go.
Start a riot.
Gotta let it go.
Husa. All right.
Think Sam Hates for 400.
For 400. Sam hates the parents in this live-action Hayley Mills movie that was remade featuring a young Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Right now.
The Parent Trap?
That is correct.
Yeah. You don't even want me going
for that. But the original was great.
It's still messed up, though. I mean, both of them are.
Let's finish that category off.
All right, for 500. This green-skinned alien hero has made appearances in the TV shows Smallville and Supergirl.
Martian Manhunter?
That is correct. Yes, Sam also hates the Martian Manhunter.
I'm sorry, if you have the same... I'm just saying, if you have the same train of ability, you can't beat Superman.
What the FDC for 400.
All right. The latest reboot of the DC Universe is referred to as this. All right, time's up. New 52.
Yeah, it's a New 52.
I would have went with Rebirth.
Rebirth.
We probably would have accepted Rebirth.
That's sad. Rebirth is to make up for it. Yeah, come on.
I want the FDC for 500.
For 500. In the prelude to Infinite Crisis, DC gave us a story that actually made us care about this character before killing him off with a bullet to the head. Buddy in the audience? That is correct.
All right.
Beetle.
Are you scared yet? 300.
Scared yet for 300. Nathan Fillion, Michael Rooker, and Elizabeth Banks star in this James Gunn horror film. That is correct.
Sorry. 400.
Okay. This phrase allows someone to remove the Necronomicon from its podium. We just really want to hear somebody say this. All right, time's up. Anybody in the audience? That we would have accepted that. That would have been, yep, that is correct. Klaatu Barata Nigtu.
Oh.
Or what you did.
Apocalypse Now
for 300. Robert Kirkman created the seemingly never-ending nightmare of zombies. That is correct.
Good job. Oh, 400.
400? Clive Owen seeks to protect the only pregnant lady in the world in this 2006 film.
Shoot.
Nope. That is not correct. Anybody else? Anybody in the audience? Children of Men.
Apocalypse Now, 500.
500. Bruce Willis is a time traveler that witnesses his own death in this film that is not named Looper.
Jumper.
No. Anybody else? No? Anybody in the audience? 12 Monkeys. All right, for 500, the only category. This puzzle box has such delights to show you. Set the timer. Time's up. Anybody in the audience? Hellraiser.
We would have accepted the box from Hellraiser.
Or the Lament.
Name is
configuration. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Yay!
Hey. Who's your name again?
Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
Okay. Get your consolation. Okay,
oh. You got a consolation?
Alright.
What does Tom and Chris have?
Alright.
I just hope these are a bunch of movie clips. Stupid
what's
comics that I'm okay.
All right, let's see. Who's going to pick the number? All right.
It's going to pick the number.
Names.
Paul.
Mike.
Dave.
There's a decimal.
Let's have a hand for our contestants. Paul, Mike, and Dave.
Yay.
Paul, Mike,
and Dave.
All right, we'll have you guys get the numbers 1 through 10. Whoever's the closest goes first.
7.
8. 5.
7 is the right answer.
Want to go to 10?
All right, so we have very animated. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily movies, but movies or television shows that are animated. Origin stories. You're gonna have to name the character. This is gonna be how they got that way. Sci-fi or dies. This is a question about science fiction in general. Fantasy things in general. Gary Oldman or Sam Rockwell. Rick has a hard time telling. Like who played what and what role?
Right,
so
right,
just gonna
right,
questions
know,
about
sorry.
Them. You don't have to say it's not going to be naming Gary Oldman or Sam Rockwell.
Yeah,
it's going to be questions about movies
yeah.
they started. And mothers whose name isn't Martha. It's just
are there?
I don't
think so.
Fewer and fewer, I think. I guess you start.
Let's go with the origin stories for 100.
Origin stories for 100. Shipwreck on...
Green Arrow.
Green Arrow is correct. Okay, you pick the next
one. Secret Origins for 2.
2. Built to be Ultron's superior body.
Vision?
That is correct.
Right.
Okay.
Origin for 300.
For 300, this guy got his bling.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern is correct.
All right.
Origins for 4.
For 4. His father is a living planet.
Star-Lord.
Correct.
Correct, all right.
It's a movie. It is exactly.
Yeah, because that ain't the right, that's not the comic origin.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Your turn,
you hear your turn.
Oh, yeah. Let's finish that one.
Finish that one off. 500. While stationed in Korea, this villain touched the Crimson General.
Juggernaut.
That is correct. I know.
Psychorax, isn't it? Close.
Let's try Mothers Whose Name Are Not Martha.
For 100. For 100.
Yeah.
Magda Eisenhart. Anybody?
Magneto's mother.
Is that right?
Magda was, yeah, Magneto's wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I did write that question.
I couldn't. That's why I was like, I can't remember.
I did write that question. Yeah,
I
took that at 100.
Okay. Okay, let me go back. Let me adjust the score.
It's one of those mistakes that we say everyone makes.
Let's try 200 for the same.
Okay. Sarah Rogers.
Captain America.
Captain America is correct. Okay. All right.
Mothers for 300.
For 300.
I thought it was red.
I'm going to lose.
Oh, green.
So. Oh, man. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Say in unison. We'll give both points.
Yeah, we can. We can do that.
Wonder Woman.
So let me adjust that, and that was 200, correct? So let's give you 1,000.
I never saw how much respect you this.
Yeah. Right? This is why we're not exactly like Jeopardy. You can play your two. All right.
Go ahead. We'll, 300.
For 300.
Oh,
we
just
did that. Oh, wait, double. Okay.
400.
400. Oh, a daily double.
Let's try 500.
Norma Bates.
Norman Bates' mom. From Psycho.
That's correct. See, another movie question. You didn't want movie questions.
Well, old movies, I'm okay. It's this newfangled stuff. Let's finish the category.
500. Meredith Quill.
Star-Lord.
Correct.
Sci-Fi or Die for 100.
For 100. Tara Reid fought against this Episcopalian... Whether Episcopalian, I don't know. Event with her laser arm. I don't know if I pronounced that anywhere near right, but we'll go with that. Anybody? Nope. Anybody in the audience?
Sharknado.
Sharknado's correct.
200.
200? The first appearance of...
The Star Wars Holiday Special. Sci-Fi or Die for 300.
For 300. In Star Trek The Voyage Home, two of these are able to...
Humpback.
I think you got it first. Okay.
Humpback whales.
Correct.
Sci-fi or die for 400.
For 400. This 1973 film written by...
Westworld.
Right, Westworld is correct.
500.
For 500. This film popularized the phrase...
Alien.
Alien is correct. All right.
Very animated for 100.
Very animated for 100. Dipper found journal number 3 in one of these.
Someone does it.
Phone a friend. All right. Anybody in the audience?
Gravity Falls.
Well, yeah, but it is Gravity Falls. But where do they find it? Yeah.
Which? I think it's
him. Oh, okay.
Tree?
That is correct. A tree. Tree stop. We would want either one. Very good.
Let's do Gary Oldman or Sam Rockwell for 100.
Okay. In this 2005 movie, he would alert a certain gravelly-voiced hero.
Gary Oldman and Batman Begins.
What was your character?
Oh, Commissioner Gordon.
Correct.
Gary Oldman or Sam Rockwell for 200.
200. In this sequel, this character performs some sweet dance moves prior to his tech demo.
Sam Rockwell and it's Hammer. Justin Hammer.
That is correct. Justin Hammer.
Gary Oldman or Sam Rockwell for 300.
Okay. Used by Evil, this character had a team of Mangalores working for him. Anybody? It's from the movie Fifth Element. Who's Zorg?
Zorg.
Zorg.
400.
400. In this 2005 movie, based off of a hugely successful book, this character previously held the position of President of the Galaxy, a position that wields no true power, but it exists to draw attention away from it. Anybody? Oh.
What is it, Beelzebub?
That is correct. All right. I can take that. That boy, Beelzebub rocks. Okay.
Good. Finish off.
500. This character in this 1986 film about a notorious young couple was a real pistol. What's his name? Time's up.
Johnny Rotten.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, that was the other one. Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious, yeah.
Yep.
So
close.
Yep.
All right. I forget who. I think it was you, right?
Yeah. Very animated.
For 200? Okay. Beast Boy and Cyborg's favorite breakfast cereal. Breakfast food. Yeah, that was a mistake there. Anybody in the audience?
Waffles?
That's it.
Waffles.
Okay. Very animated,
I'm
making suggestions. I like that guy. These are the only two colors that Lego matches.
Black and yellow.
We were talking about accepting that, weren't we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. We will take that, but he says black and very, very dark gray. So, but we will take that. So let me adjust your score. Okay.
Very animated for 400.
For 400, this helpful blue character from Rick and Morty. Wow, we did some crazy stuff there. Anybody?
Mr. Meeseeks.
That's it. Mr. Meeseeks. Yep, that's correct.
And let's finish off 500.
Finish off for 500. He proclaims himself to be the prince of all Saiyans.
Vegeta.
Who is Vegeta? That's correct.
I'm so excited to say that. All right. Let's do 100 for fantasy.
Fantasy for 100. Frodo's best friend. Which one? Blue?
Samwise.
Samwise Gamgee. That is correct. All right. 200. You either win or you die when you play this in Westeros. Anybody in the audience? The Game of Thrones.
Thank you, Parky.
The 300?
Oh, 300, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, kind of zoned out there for a second. Too. Written by... Did he? Okay.
Willow.
Willow is correct.
And 400.
400. According to Conan, what is best in life?
It's like the hardest one.
No, that's easy.
Well, you're of a certain mindset.
Yeah. I'm going to set the timer. It's probably the longest.
Yeah.
All right.
What is best in life?
Drive out your enemies, hear the lamentations
of the land.
Crush our enemies, see them driven before us, and hear the lamentations of their women.
We just wanted to say that.
Because that's just awesome. All right, for the last one, the three dangers of the fire swamp. Set the timer. Time's up.
And that's a giant rat and the things that shoot up. And I can't think of the third. Oh,
the lightning sand. So yeah, with rodents of unusual size, flame spurt, and the lightning sand. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you guys.
All right. Yay!
So now
we total up the scores.
We got a tie.
We have a tie.
Do we have a tie? Oh.
With Chris and...
Hey, you have to do a rapid round.
We have a tiebreaker question. So that's for first place, right?
Yes.
Okay, so third place goes to...
Yeah.
No,
it's first. You got 3,600. No, him right there.
Yeah, you got third.
All right, so Chris and...
Nice job. Thank you. Nice job to you.
Winners of round two and three.
Winners of round two and three.
Okay.
You'll have them stand. Oh, am I going to get the question?
This is the special question.
Special question. Have a seat.
Down
the wire.
I know. We thought the likelihood of this happening was odd.
So of course it happens, but we have to announce it. What happens if nobody knows? That's the next question.
Ooh. Then we have to ask her another one.
I guess we just make up for
something randomly for the internet.
Okay. All right. For the tiebreaker and for the win.
No pressure.
No pressure. His teammates call him Star Fox, but his titan of a brother calls him this name.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
It's Eros or Eron.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, give me a second to find a...
Random internet question?
That is certainly not random.
First one that popped up. Torchwood is an anagram and spinoff of what popular British sci-fi series?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yay! All right. Congratulations.
So you get a $50 gift card to All American Comics. You get a 25.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Like your page, you get a chance. We also
yeah. And if anybody was interested in, yeah. Yeah. And if anybody was interested in writing or drawing or anything like that, we have a paper up here for you to give us your contact.
Oh yeah. If you are interested in writing, this is the wrong notebook.
Writing or
wrong. Yeah, we're starting to in the next.
So that was it. That was our trivia contest at All American. We want to thank everybody that participated. We want to thank Greg Bartholomew and all the staff that put on the All American. It was a great time. Everyone had a good time, I believe. Everything went off without a hitch. And we hope to do it next year. And on our next podcast, we'll be releasing later this week, we got to talk with Daryl Banks. So look for that. That'll be our next episode. Thanks for listening.